The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So, this morning, Monday morning, I begin a new theme for the week, and that this is a third of the four Brahma-viharas, four divine abidings, that of mudita. And mudita is often translated into English as either sympathetic joy or appreciative joy. And because those two-word translations require some explanation, sometimes I prefer a single English word to translate mudita, and that's the word rejoice. And I think the word rejoice captures more the sense of there's something particular that we're celebrating or really appreciating, and that rejoicing is a little bit more of an active, energized kind of appreciation and gratitude and delight in something that's worth delighting about, or something that's really worth celebrating. And here, I live a block away from a local high school. And when high school is in session, sometimes I'm walking by the campus when the students are leaving at the end of the day. And one of the great delights is when I see a couple of them talking, or a small group talking, and they seem so happy and engaged and active, and something important that they're certainly must be very important they're talking about, because there's this joy in just maybe just getting out of school and seeing each other's, seeing their friends. And I just feel so happy seeing them. I feel delighted. I feel a certain kind of appreciative joy. But it's almost like I don't have to actively appreciate them. It's just that it's just a joyful thing to see the joy of other people and just experience it and know that it's happening. And so part of a mindful life is a life that not only is mindful of the present moment, but uses that capacity for present moment awareness to start being aware in a more useful way than some of the selective ways we can be on automatic pilot. So we know that some people have negativity bias, where they tend to notice what's wrong with themselves or notice what's wrong with the world. And there's a strong tendency in that direction. There's danger bias, where people have a strong tendency to look for where the danger is, worried and afraid of things and very cautious. There's also a lust bias, where we're looking for, what can I get? What can I have that brings me pleasure, joy, some kind of just pleasure, and looking for what's nice and what I can have. There's also a anger, hostility bias that some people have, an aversion bias, and looking for what's wrong again, but doing with a little bit of hostility. It's particularly painful when it's directed towards oneself. And so people have these blinders on, will have this selective orientation. And if we're not aware of that, then present moment awareness becomes the support for that selective bias in our awareness and what we're oriented towards. And it's very hard to see it because it's sometimes so ingrained and so habituated, we just think it's normal or natural that we're the way we are. But anyway, the point being that present moment awareness is sometimes we develop that, but it's not always used for a good purpose because of this tendency we have. And so one of the things with a mindful life is to live a little bit deliberately, a little bit with intentionality, with a sense of purpose. And one of them is the purpose to open up beyond the selectivity, open up wider and take in more of what the experience is in a way that maybe is actually more realistic. And one of the things is, one way to do that for many people is to appreciate what's happening. To look, spend a little bit of time looking and being grateful, being appreciative, being delighted by the things that are happening that are appreciable, that are that bring gratitude, that bring delight, delightable things. Now it can be overdone for sure, and there are people whose selectivity bias is a little bit too romantically focused on how everything is wonderful and good, and so that has its own corrective that's needed. But it isn't so much that we're trying to have a new bias, but really trying to open up and expand and break down the selectivity ways we are, so we have a wider field of what's happening. If we do that really well, chances are we won't be so consumed with our fantasies, our memories, our predictions about the future. And we'll start appreciating more just being present here. And it turns out that there's actually a higher percentage of things that are working and going well in the present moment than our selective selectivity bias will often pick out and look at. You know, I've had, you know, various things, you know, go wrong with my body. You know, I had surgery last week and surgery a year ago, and different kind of things have happened, and different, you know, I'm getting older, and different things are you know, aching and hurting and doing this and that, and so it's just part of the aging process. And now I could get preoccupied with these, you know, these things happening in my body, and you know, be upset or be worried or be, you know, just spend my whole day looking up, searching, reading about every possible nuance of what's going on, and spend my days concerned about it. But I can also appreciate that certainly I have these things my body have to take care of, but some high percentage, you know, 99%, 99.9%, maybe even higher, of what it takes to make this body operate relatively harmoniously is working. It's working very well. I mean, I don't even know everything that goes on, all the hormones and chemicals and neurons and all the things that are needed, this complicated event that we have in the body, but it's remarkable. It's mostly working, and I'm still able to speak. And what a complicated thing to speak words and know what they mean and string them together. And wow, I shouldn't take this for granted. I'm spending time now with some people who are have senility, and you know, the words are not there, the sentence is not there, the memory is not there. And it's so easy to have a selectivity bias that excludes things, takes things for granted. And so part of the sense of giving purpose to mindfulness, a mindful life, is to begin appreciating things more. And this can give birth to this mudita, this delight, appreciation, this rejoicing in others. And this idea of rejoicing in the success and the good fortune of other people is one of the really great, I think, joys of this practice. And partly it's a joy because it's an antidote to the idea of being self-preoccupied, self-concerned in such a way that we set up a tension between self and other, and where we have jealousy or envy or not that person, or I want that, or why don't I have that, and feeling of inadequacy. But to be able to be genuinely, relaxedly open and appreciative, delighted in the good fortune of other people, like I am delighted seeing these high school students leaving their campus, is one of the great gifts of this mindful life. But don't take it by chance that it might come along. Don't take any of the Brahmaviharas as just a chance occurrence that you should feel that with these ways. But actually spend time cultivating them and developing them and looking for them and recognizing them when they arise. So to begin spending more time in the states or in activities of appreciation. And as we appreciate things, I'd encourage you to allow yourself to feel gladness or joy or delight or a kind of pleasure in that. And let it kind of fill you, and take time to let it fill you. Now, some people might complain that what I'm talking about is, or point out that it might be selfish, and it's self-absorbed, just about myself and how I feel. I feel good. And it, certainly there's a danger of that. But I think for most of us, it's the opposite. That what's selfish or self-concerned or conceited are all the preoccupations that go into the selectivity bias we have for our attention. Most of the ways we think about ourselves are maybe a little bit more too much about me, myself, and mine, and what's in it for me, or how am I, or I'm not doing well enough, or I'm unworthy, or I have to get more, or get out of the way because I want to have that, not you. I mean, all kinds of things about self. That those are the things that cause harm in our society, in our world. Appreciation doesn't cause much harm in our society. If we offer too much of it to others, they might get a little annoyed. But I think that appreciation of others and having delight in others, rejoicing in others, sharing in their joy in a nice, balanced, open way. Don't worry that it's selfish. Don't worry that it's leaving too much out and not realistic. I would venture to suggest that for many people, it's the normal way they are to see the world, which is not realistic. And by expanding our field of appreciation, rather than stepping into something unrealistic, we actually discovering a more realistic way of being in the world that doesn't deny the difficulties. It doesn't deny the challenges, but maybe creates a very different context for experiencing them and being with them in a way that maybe we don't become oppressed by the challenges. We don't get limited by the challenges that we have. We take them in stride and hold them more lightly, and not very far away is our capacity to breathe, to relax, to be present here, and also just appreciate this life. Wow, what a great thing. There is much more joy available for us than most people recognize. And if we learn to appreciate more, then we'll be able to be givers of joy, provide the gift of joy to others. And that is what I think is the great heart of mudita, of rejoicing. To know how to do this well is to give the gift of joy to others, gift of appreciation. So that was kind of introductory talk on this topic of mudita, and I would encourage you, if you're at all inclined, to do this over the next 24 hours. Spend some time, more time than you normally would do, trying to be present for what can be appreciated, especially appreciated in the present moment. And then if you have some friends you can talk to about it, talk to them over what you're discovering. Have a conversation about appreciation of what's here as an alternative to our selectivity bias for what is not right. And may you, in doing this, delight in this exploration. Thank you.